Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. How are you guys doing today? Today, I chose an interesting video, which is about will you choose someone like your dad as your partner? I think it's the question that we all may have, but the answer may differ from people. And what's your answer? Please leave a comment below to let me know. And in today's video, it said that how our dad treats our mom influences how we view relationship. And then you may reflect yourself in a relationship about what you like and what you can tolerate. I think it's a great video. So if you are interested in it, you can have a look. So our topic sentence for today is this. And this is why we are often attracted to people who resemble our parents, not only because it's familiar, but it's literally the definition of the love we are raised on. And this is why we are often attracted to people who resemble our parents, not only because it's familiar, but it's literally the definition of the love we were raised on. 好，那在今天的 topic sentence 里面呢，我们可以来看第一个单字。第一个单字是 resemble， 它是一个动词，意思是像或者是类似。我们可以造个例句 ：You resemble your mom very closely.You resemble your mom very closely, 就是你长得真的很像你妈妈。所以这句话蛮常用的，所以这句话其实可以记起来。You resemble your mom very closely. 那另外一个让我联想到跟她长得很像的单字是 assemble。Assemble, assemble 呢，它是动词集合或者是组装的意思。如果是集合的话，我们可以说一个例句。Over 100,000 people assemble around Taipei 101 to see the fireworks every New Year's Eve. 就是在每一年的跨年夜呢，有超过十万人，应该不止，就超过十万人聚集在台北101前面要去看跨年的烟火。好，那我们刚刚提到 assemble 这个字也可以当组装。那组装的话，我们可以说 My father is busy assembling the furniture.就是我爸爸很忙着要去组装家具。My father is busy assembling the furniture. 好，那第二个单字是一个形容词 familiar. Familiar, 它是熟悉的。那如果后面要加介系词的话是用 with, 所以我们都会用 be familiar with.那如果今天你遇到一个人你就说哦你的脸看起来好眼熟哦你也可以用这个字那你就可以说 Your face looks familiar. Your face looks familiar. 那另外大家可能会跟这个 familiar 搞混的另外一个单字是 similar. Similar. 那 similar 呢它是形容词类似的相似的。那如果后面要加介系词的话我们是要用 to, 所以是be similar to. 好，那比如说今天你在跟人家讨论事情的时候，你的观点跟别人很像，你就可以说 My opinion is similar to yours. Be similar to 就是类似的。那如果是熟悉的，就是 be familiar to with. Be familiar with.OK, 好，那第三个单字是 literally 呢，它是一个副词，副词它是逐字的，或者是真正的。如果是逐字的话，你就可以造个例句说 Please translate this passage literally. Please translate this passage literally. 就是请你逐字的翻译这一篇文章。那如果当真正的，我们可以说 I was literally in shock when I heard the news. 就是我真的很惊讶当我听到这个消息的时候。所以你就除了说 I'm very shocked 的话之外，你也可以说 I was literally in shock when I heard the news. 那另外我们延伸出的另一个名词是 literature 那它是文学比如说你可以说 My favorite piece of English literature is Wuthering Heights 好，大家知道 Wuthering Heights 吗？ Wuthering Heights 就是咆哮山庄，是一个很经典的英国文学。所以如果你想说我最喜欢的英国文学就是咆哮山庄，你就可以说 My favorite piece of English literature is Wuthering Heights。 最后一个单词是一个动词 race。那 race 有很多意思，它除了可以当举起或者是俯仰，也可以当加薪，大家最喜欢的加薪。那俯仰的话，我们就可以说 I was raised by my grandparents， 我是被我的奶奶或者是爷爷抚养长大的。那如果你今天想说哦，我得到加薪了，我被加薪了，你就可以说 I got a raise。那另外一个单字跟它长得很像，只是差了一个字母 A， 叫做 rise。 那 rise 呢，它是动词上升，然后你可以用在太阳升上升，就可以造个例句说 The sun has risen， 就是太阳已经就是上升了。好，最后我们再来复习一次今天的 topic sentenceAnd this is why we are often attracted to people who resemble our parents. Not only because it's familiar, but it's literally the definition of the love we were raised on. So maybe you can also try to make a list like what the speaker suggests in this video to figure out, is it true that you are always attracted by someone who is similar to your parents?Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. See you!